In Parshas Bamidbar, we have the census, and there's a common refrain throughout the Parsha. L'mishpachosam l'veisavosam. The people are counted according to their families, l'mishpachosam, and l'veisavosam according to their ancestry, according to their father's house. And Rashi understands, l'mishpachosam, Rashi says, minyan kol shevet v'shevet. It's a reference to the tribe. And Levesavosam is actually to the parents, particularly to the father. Misha Aviv, Mishevet Achad, V'imo Mishevet Acher. Yakum al Shevet Aviv. We need to know the ancestry, so we know that if a person had his mother is from one tribe, the father from another, so it's going to follow the tribe of the father. Lemishbechosam, the tribe, but specifically Levesavosam. However, Onkelus renders, what is Lemishbechosam? Not the tribe, but Lezar Ayashon, Levesavahason. According to the children, and according to the ancestry, according to the fathers. What does that even mean? What is the import of Unkelus's formulation? So Rabbi Riskin once wrote that the message here is that an individual is to be counted first by whom he or she has produced, his or her children, and then only afterwards. Certainly not predominantly do we pay attention and consider the forebears, the yichus. Yichus is important. From where we come from is important. Our forebears are important. But certainly we first worry about l'mishpachosam l'zarayason, what have we produced? When we think about the census itself, and really the most essential benchmark in our judgment, and that Hashem will have of us as well when He counts us and He assesses us. Our judgment will be not about so much who our parents were, but who we are. Who are our children? How have our children developed? How have they developed spiritually? How have they spiritually matured and advanced? When we ask the question, who is a Jew? So certainly from a halakhic perspective, a person is defined by his parents, by the yichus, by that pedigree, by the lineage. But from a sociological perspective, a Jew is defined more by his children than by his parents. Story is told, the Magen of Mezrich from the 18th century, one of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov and an heir to the leadership of the Hasidic dynasty. So when he was a child, a fire broke out in his home. Thank God everyone was rescued from the flames, but many of the physical objects in the home were destroyed. And his mother was crying, and he asked why she was so upset. Physical objects, furniture, silver, they can be replaced. They're not of great value to us, certainly not in our home. And she said she was crying because of the loss of the family pedigree that had been completely destroyed in the flames. And she said, you know, the record, we have a record that traces our family back to the family of David HaMelech, and that was destroyed. And as a young child, the Maggid said, you don't have to cry for that. He consoled his mother and said, don't worry, I'll begin a new record of our family pedigree. From me, there'll be a new yichus, new lineage. And subsequent generations will trace the lineage back to me. Certainly a wonderful attitude, and it reveals the psychology that the Torah is teaching us when it says, when there's a census of the people, which the deeper message is that when Hashem counts us, He assesses us, He evaluates us. It's Lazar Ayason. What have we produced? And if they're not physical children, so maybe they're students, maybe they're the mitzvos or the chesed that we've done, but it's what have we produced, not so much where we've come from. And certainly in the world of shiduchim, the lesson is an important one. Let's be more concerned about making our own yichus, as the Maggid said, and less concerned about the yichus of our ancestors, as important as that may be. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.